Here is a partial post-Independence Day review of the news. The president met with 19 other world leaders in Hamburg at the G20 summit. The Senate work on health care has slowed, and there has been concern about Arkansas's largest city and how it's grappling with high-profile acts of violence. All three subjects are part of the latest conversation between Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, and John Brumman, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. The conversation begins with the G20 summit.
Before Trump came along and turned our politics upside down, the performance he had at the G20 would be disastrous and outrageous and a catastrophe for the country and Western civilization or the world. Showed no leadership. You had all these countries moving forward on trade, except America's not participating. He had all these countries moving forward on climate control, except he's not participating. He tweets that everybody's talking about John Podesta, who I don't think all of them have heard of, and why he didn't turn over his computer to the FBI. His daughter sits in a place of world leadership. I could go on, but then the only thing that seemed to excite him was getting to shake hands with Vladimir Putin. He was anxious to get real chummy with this man who meddled in our elections and is a horrible human being and no friend by any remote stretch of the imagination to our country, and then presumed to talk about a cybersecurity partnership with the country that cyber interfered in our once a sovereign and treasured sovereign American election. So, pre-Trump, that's the worst kind of performance an American president could have had. Today, in the new rules of Trump politics, he put America first and he stood up for America and to heck with the world and good for him, which solidifies his base, which is at the present time all he seems capable of doing, but it becomes his most important thing.
Why would Republican leaders, and you saw some of them on the Sunday talk shows, they were discussing this.
Lindsey Graham,
but
Marco
why would they not take a stronger stand? Is it just the power is just it's too intoxicating for them?
You know, traditional Republicans took two good shots at Barack Obama with two guys they thought could do it, who could appeal to the center, John McCain and Mitt Romney, and both let them down. They couldn't get it done. They've got all the power now. They love having it. They can't seem to exercise it. They can't seem to get it done, but they love the opportunities that exist now that didn't exist before. Trump won, and so he was a winner, and they like winning. The other thing is everybody's got to concern themselves with their own domestic politics, own local politics, and in many of their districts and in many of their states, Trump is more popular than they are. So they've made their bed or sold their souls, whichever you would like to refer to. But that's what's being done.
But beyond a Supreme Court justice, there's still not a lot getting done. And let's just focus on the biggie, and that's health care. The Republicans have had seven, almost 8 years to come up with a plan to repeal and replace Obamacare, which they talked about for those 7 or 8 years. And we find that they don't have a plan, and there doesn't seem to be any agreement for a plan, and there doesn't seem to be any consensus building for a plan.
No, losing. Consensus is dwindling, the prospects for it. Since the Republican takeover and Republican explosion since 2010 in Arkansas and across the nation, what single issue has fueled that more than any other?
It's been the Affordable Care Act.
And what was the Republican promise on that, repeal and replace? I mean, that would be number one.
They ran for that at the quorum court level,
right,
in parts of Arkansas.
And we've had a total upturning of Arkansas politics as a result of that in 6-7 years. John McCain this morning said, let's face it, I don't think it's going to get done. The New York Times had a piece over the weekend that said it's the moment, whatever momentum McConnell had for for getting a consensus on repeal and replace in the Senate is dwindling. If you start counting up the people who are opposed for whatever, senators who are opposed for whatever reason, you've got your conservatives like Cruz and Rand Paul and those, you've got your Medicaid expansion moderates like Portman and
Collins
and Heller in Nevada. And then you've got a Kansas senator, Republican senator, and a North Dakota Republican senator who went home and found that the key economic engines of the rural parts of those rural states are health care clinics, hospitals, and doctors. That's who's doing the hiring, that's who's doing the commerce. And they're all worried about provisions of this bill. If you put them all together, you've got in double digits. They can only spare two. They've got 52 senators. They can only spare two. There are 10, for various reasons or another, that don't seem to be, clearly don't seem to be for the bill at the present time. And if you do something to get Cruz and Paul and Johnson and whoever the other on the right, Mike Lee of Utah, then you lose the more moderate ones worried about Medicaid. I don't see how it gets done, which really creates a big issue because even I, big Obama guy, big Obamacare guy, Obamacare is not working. I mean, it's just partly because the Republicans and the Supreme Court weakened it, but it's not what it needs fixes. And do we have a competent, functional? If the Republicans can't get anything done, do we have a center that can hold in American politics?
A bipartisan fix. Let's talk about violent crime in Little Rock. It's certainly been garnering headlines. We've got some new energy and activity in the potential mayor's race in 2018. But let's start with the crime that we've been reporting on first. Was it worse in the 1990s than it is now?
And what's the point of that question?
Well, I mean, Are we overblowing what is going on here? Did we have a worse situation in the 1990s when there was gang banging in Little Rock versus what's happening now?
Forgive me, Roby. You know I love you, but I don't understand the context of that question. I really don't. Okay. Numerically, in terms of people killed, considerably worse than the 1990s.
Is it a worse situation? Are we in?
Well, so what if it's not as bad? If it was worse in the 1990s, it's bad now. When 28 people get randomly shot in downtown Little Rock in a feud between apparent local gangs with some Memphis intervention at a concert at 2:30 in the morning, and you're on, and it's a miracle that tens of people weren't killed, and when it were on national news for that this happened, and when even before that we had a growing, reemerging human tragedy in sections of Little Rock, with let me remind you, 11 shootings in 10 days before this incident. This was Mark Stodola's, bless his heart, his point. Well, it's not as bad as in the 1990s. Okay, great. Is that our judge? Is that the curve we're grading
on?
Well,
here's my point. Here's part of my point here, is we did a lot in the 1990s to curtail and curb that. There was a special session on juvenile justice brought forth by Governor Jim Guy Tucker at the time. There was curfews. So there was a lot of action that was taken, and we are not taking any of that action now. So my question in the context was, is it worse now? Should we be doing some more of those things to get a stronger grip on this? We don't seem to be, and the conversation doesn't seem to be heading in that direction. We've got the governor putting a task force together to coordinate some stuff. And I haven't seen a plan from city leadership of getting a grip on this.
We've had no discussion of, quote, zero tolerance policies, where you flood the relevant centers of criminal activity, of violent activity, with constant, overpowering police presence. The current police chief, Mr. Buckner, I've heard him tell the city board those are counterproductive policies. He believes that when you go into a neighborhood so afflicted and you treat it with that kind of oppressive police presence and you stop people for everything, like an expired tag or a muffler that's too loud, you do more public relations harm, you do more human relations harm than you do good. So I think that's a factor here. But I think we're to the point where we have to We have to recommit ourselves to longer-term solutions and get honest about the divisions in our community. But yeah, it's time for some simple, stronger police presence.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and he talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. You can also read John Brummett's columns, including an online exclusive column on Wednesdays at ArkansasOnline.com. And you can find a podcast devoted to Arkansas news, business, and politics every weekday afternoon at TalkBusiness.net.